Inventory planning. High-level supply plans include aggregate channel inventory planning and distribution requirements planning, which are product family reviews of how much inventory to hold and where to distribute it in the channel network. While most of the concepts surrounding inventory are covered elsewhere, aggregate inventory strategy is addressed here. Starting with organizational strategy, target aggregate inventory levels are set at the product family level. Planned, minimum, and maximum quantities of inventory are established. The planned level is estimated using the inventory that should remain at the end of the period after supply and demand plans are implemented. The minimum and maximum values are set by policy based on that planned level. At the end of each period, actual levels are reviewed against the plan and the impact of any imbalance is projected forward to the end of the planning horizon. Imbalances are used in a feedback loop to alter planned production to bring inventory back to planned levels, if this is feasible given profitability requirements and resource constraints. Outsourcing might be used when extra inventory is needed beyond what can be produced internally. Exhibit 2-20 shows an inventory planning grid for product family, a inventory for a refrigerator manufacturer. Exhibit 2-20, inventory planning grid, source. Adapted from David F. Ross, Distribution Planning and Control, Managing in the Era of Supply Chain Management, 3rd edition. Here's how the grid works. The refrigerator manufacturer has chosen to set quarterly inventory targets of 1,000 units at the end of each quarter, except for the second quarter, which has been set at 1,500 units because they want more safety stock of mini fridges for the start of college, primarily periods 8 and 9, a peak sales period. They have set the maximum inventory at 2,000 units and the minimum at 1,000 units. The production plan rate uses a quarterly production rate calculated as. The other three quarters are calculated similarly, using the prior quarter's quarterly inventory target for the beginning inventory. The ending inventory plan row is the calculated ending inventory per month. Month 0 is the inventory for December of the prior year. The prior month's ending inventory plus the current month's production plan minus the forecast sales is the current month's planned ending inventory. This amount is then compared to the minimum and maximum inventory levels. Note that in three places inventory goes below the 1,000-unit minimum, and in two other places it goes above the 2,000-unit maximum. While these imbalances do correct themselves, there's too much inventory in certain periods, which, for example, could strain warehouse capacity. The manufacturer could resolve these issues by altering production plans, or if the LCCP indicates that there is sufficient warehouse capacity, the organization could temporarily allow the inventory to increase for seasonal purposes, or part of the LCCP could include using contract warehouses or other workarounds.